You're with Raf.
So this week's changing track is for Edwina. I have taught English and drama for over 20 years. Last year, throughout the lockdown, VCE Theatre Studies was a really difficult subject to teach online, but we managed. I had one student in particular who struggled. He disappeared from classes. If he showed up, his camera was off and he was on mute. Was he actually there? Or did he just log in to be marked as present? I spoke to his mother, who was very distraught. The school put in interventions. From afar, schools did all they could, but sometimes we could not reach the student. The Year 12 group was so creative, but as remote learning wore on, the lockdown fatigue took over. I was working so hard to keep them engaged and motivated. As I watched them tune out, submit work late, and disengage, I realised I had to work hard to keep them in Year 12, to keep their mental health robust, to just help them through. Their academic development is always important, but in 2020, their mental health was my priority. I teach in an all-boys school that had been in the media spotlight prior to the lockdown. They had been under scrutiny by media and the public. Their role as young men in the community was being questioned. The teachers were working hard to educate, help, and support them. And then the lockdown hit. It was a double whammy. Some were focused on doing well in their VCE despite the events around them. Some tuned out. Some were involved in court cases and investigations going on in relation to the events at the school. This last year had taught me and had me evaluating my place in education. After over 20 years of teaching, I was questioning if this is what I wanted to keep doing. The profession has changed so dramatically. Administrative tasks take up much of our time and the focus on the students has shifted. We are doing so much more than just teaching our subject. We are guiding them, advising them, encouraging them, and teaching them. It's an emotionally exhausting job, and I wondered whether I could keep giving of myself. Teaching a Year 12 class during a lockdown made me focus on the important elements of my job, teaching the curriculum and emotionally supporting them throughout their year. My student who dropped away from classes came back a bit towards the end of the year. He did well in his final exam, which made up for his school assessment results throughout the year. His mental health bounced back quite quickly once he was back at school with teachers and friends. After the year finished and the boys headed off, I received an email from him. He sent me a video. He thanked me for the year and said he was there in every class online listening to me. He hoped that I wasn't upset with the video. The video shows he wasn't paying too much attention to what I was teaching, but he was there. His video made me cry tears of joy at the beauty and creativity of this young man. He had filmed himself playing the guitar and singing. In the background, you can hear my voice. Okay, boys, great lesson today. We'll leave it there. But my voice is only in the background. In the foreground is this boy playing guitar and singing a beautiful Beatles song about finding your voice and soaring. And in that moment, I knew I had more to give. He didn't take in what I had taught that lesson, but he was there that day because I was there for him. I am in awe of the Year 12s of 2020. They lost so much in such a transformative period in their lives, but they showed me what they are made of. They showed resilience, persistence, patience, positivity, and calm. And I am back in the classroom this year with a renewed energy. My story is not so much a changing track, but a you're on the right track. And it is Blackbird by the Beatles.